So the lawsuit claims that this has been a year-long campaign by Candace Owens. Why are the Macrons suing now? Like, what changed? Why sue now?
Well, this was really a last resort. We have attempted to engage with her for the last year, putting evidence in front of her, request after request after request, that she just simply do the right thing. This is not a legal thing. Do the right thing. Tell the truth. Stop spreading these lies. And each time we've done that, she mocked the Macrons. She mocked our efforts to set the record straight. She refused to retract what she had said. She started a merch campaign. She's selling T-shirts mocking and celebrating her defamation of them. And enough is enough. It was time to hold her accountable for this campaign.
So your lawsuit alleges, quote, every time the Macrons leave their home, they do so knowing the countless people have heard and many believe these vile fabrications. It is invasive, dehumanizing, and deeply unjust. Some people out there might think, really, the first couple of France can't leave their home in France without worrying that people believe the deranged nonsense from this American podcaster?
Yeah, what people don't really understand, and a lot of people can go on TV and talk about the president, talk about the first lady, you know, pundits can get on and talk about them. But what people forget is these are human beings. These are a married couple. They have a social life. They have a private life together. They have the same feelings and the same hurt from these sorts of defamatory statements as anybody would. And it does have a material impact on them. It's incredibly upsetting to have this said year after year. And this sort of falsehood is a cancer, and it metastasizes into obviously the media, but it also metastasizes into other circles that they're running in. They get asked about it, of course, even in the circles that they run in. They get asked about these campaigns, and they shouldn't have to go through that.